Super playoffs round three, Western Albemarle and Yukon Iowa Lab.
Are you recording this again?
Yeah, ready to go. Good luck to both teams. I'll start with what's important. People with family connections could avoid participating in this system via the protection privilege. This system was one of the chief influences on the Northcote Rebellion Report. This system was modernized during the 100 Days of Reform, which included the abolishment of this system's focus on the notoriously rigid eight-legged form. After his lack of success in the system, Hong Xiuquan...
The Chinese civil service system.
Right.
That's 10.
You'd notice this piece's second section is a symbolum in the Sanum with a central crucifixus in 3-2 time. 10 points each name is lengthy choral piece whose first section consists of a 5-voice fugue, a duet for 2 sopranos, and then finally a 4-voice fugue in the dominant key of F sharp minor.
Right, that's helpful. Great, Mass
in D minor. This composer wrote the Mass in D minor as well as the chorale of Jesu, Joy of Man's Desire. Bach's other choral masterworks include 2 of these sacred oratorios, one taken from the Gospel of Matthew and one from the Gospel of John. He's believed to have written a total of 5, of which the other 3 are lost.
What? What is that?
What are they called? Passion? That's right, yeah. 20 points. Also, to the speaker of a section of T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland recounts going out to do this activity with her cousin who assuages her fear by saying, Marie, Marie.
Like
writing slides. 20 points. Bonus answer claims of authenticity for religious sayings or texts for 10 points each. Maybe these authoritative Islamic texts, which are classified as weak or da'if if their chain of transmission has a gap, are sayings attributed directly to the Prophet Muhammad.
Right.
That's right. This type of Buddhist text begins with the phrase, thus I have heard, indicating the sincerity of the account. Some famous ones are named for a lotus, a heart, and a diamond.
Super.
Right. This religious text opens the testimony of the 3 witnesses and the testimony of the 8 witnesses, who attest to having seen the original.
Bookmark. 30.
This artist painted 2 masons carrying their hurt co-worker away from an accident site in a tapestry cartoon requested by the German artist Anton Mengs. A young girl distances herself from a silhouetted goat presiding over a coven of witches in another painting by this artist.
Goya.
20.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's another
dream.
Yeah. Your bonus. In one scene in this play, Leo steals $88,000 in bonds from the bank where he works in order to allow his father and uncle Oscar and Ben Hubbard to pay for Horace's share of a deal to build a local cotton mill. And when teaching him this 1939 play in which Oscar and Ben's sister Regine Giddens blackmails them into giving her a majority share of the mill. The Little Foxes is played by this author who all wrote about a schoolgirl accusing her teachers of lesbianism in the children's hour. Right, a screenplay version of Hellman's play The Watch on the Rhine was written by this author who had a 30-year-long relationship with Hellman. This man created the Continental Op and Sam Spade, the latter of whom stars in the multi-film. 20 and 10. That's 4. Galactitol accumulates in this structure in galactokinase deficiency. In diseases such as homocystinuria and Marfan syndrome, this structure experiences subluxation. Type 4 collagen is abundant in this structure.
Like the heart?
No. This structure is named, say, capsule. 90% of the proteins in this structure are alpha, beta, and gamma crystallins. These zonules exist and connect to the ciliary body. These structures are absent in aphthakia and are thought to lose their elasticity in presbyopia. A large patch of gel located behind the structure is called the vitreous humor. These anatomical structures contribute the 2nd most diopters and they become clouded in cataracts. For 10 points, then these biconcave structures in the eye that work with the cornea to refract light.
What does that? The iris?
The lens.
Oh, fuck me.
Also, 5.
Jesus.
A sinner in hell begs a man of this name to warn his 5 brothers to repent, but is told they already have Moses and the prophets. In Eastern Orthodoxy, the day before Palm Sunday is named for a man with this name. Another man with this name is told to dip his finger in the waters of heaven to cool the tongue of a rich man in hell. A story about a man with this name prompts the shortest verse in the Bible, which reads, Jesus wept.
Lazarus.
That's right. 10 points. In their inner tubes, these devices have a thin tungsten wire that carries a positive voltage. 10 points each. Name these devices to detect ionizing radiation by making a clicking noise.
Geiger counter
can be used to estimate this quantity, which is the average amount of radiative energy absorbed by a sample per unit mass. Its common SI unit is the gray.
Radiation?
The dose. This other detector responds to ionizing radiation by emitting photons according to the photoelectric effect at low energies. These devices use a photomultiplier to then amplify the signal.
Lasers.
There are scintillators with scintillation
power. Oh, yeah. 10.
10 for some alcohol.
Science.
Also, six. Pre-cues can be used to study this process in the Posner test. The stimuli money and river change the interpretation of bank in a study by McKay that challenged the leaky filter models of this process that are modulated by Kreisman's attenuator. Daniel Kahneman proposed a model of this process that goes...
Attention.
20 points. A field of building on this island in 1770 was led by a shipbuilder named Daskalogiannis. The 10 points each identify this island when the Venetians surrendered at Candia after a lengthy siege in 1669. The Physos disc was found on this island, which in ancient times was known to be a bull jumping hill.
Oh, that's great.
Crete gained its independence from this empire in 1898. This sick man of Europe lost the island of Lepanto. Excavations in Crete began in earnest when this archaeologist discovered the ruins of Knossos. This scholar coined the name Minoan for the culture at Knossos.
Is it
new?
I don't think it's
Arthur Evans.
Yeah.
Puzzle 7. This book's digressions include a comparison of Bordeaux and Champagne wine, the ode to the beauty of women's feet, and it includes a love letter beginning, "I write to you. When that is said, what more is left for me to say?" A character in this novel is compared to Child Harold for bathing in an icy river each morning after inheriting a house from his uncle. Its protagonist angers Zaretsky by choosing his servant Guyot as his second. This novel is written in the namesake sonnet stanzas, which we can...
Eugene
Omega. When it's answered the following about inequalities in mathematics, for 10 points each, one of the simplest inequalities states that for a real number r, this function of r is greater than or equal to 0. The graph of this function of x is a parabola with vertex at 0, 0.
1 intercept the square.
Yeah. Excuse me. Another famous inequality states that the arithmetic mean of real numbers is always greater than or equal to this type of mean, which for n numbers is the nth root of their product.
Geometric.
This inequality named for a Russian mathematician says that for a non-negative random variable x, x can be at least n times its expected value, no more than 1 over n at a time.
So Russian inequality. Russian.
Komarov.
Markov.
Oh, it's 10
Yeah, that's also
Russian inequality.
10 across the That's a 8. One head of this organization, Bernardine Healy, was forced to resign after news broke that its Liberty Fund was being misappropriated. ProPublica exposed how this organization drove nearly empty trucks to provide background images for press conferences given by its CEO, Gail McGovern. In 2008, a judge ruled in favor of this organization in a trademark dispute over its emblem with Johnson & Johnson. A manual for this organization concerning AIDS and homosexuals was rewritten under Elizabeth Dole. This affiliate of an international movement headquartered in Geneva was founded by a woman nicknamed the Angel of the Battlefield,
the American Red Cross.
That's right. Your bonus, this people's leader, Asparuk, led them south to settle in Norwegia and establish their first empire at Pliska. Excuse me. 10 points each named this nomadic people that also formed a state on the Volga River that was conquered by the Mongols. A later state of these people was ruled by the Asen dynasty.
Asen. So, what would that be? Vikings?
Bulgars. The Bulgars warred with this empire at the south, one of whose rulers, Basil II, was called the Bulgar Slayer after subjugating them to the Battle of Plaidien. Bulgaria was Christianized by Boris I, who patronized the disciples of this creator of the Glagolitic script. This saint and his brother Methodius created that script to proselytize the Slavs in Moravia.
Cyril?
20 points.
Yeah, Bulgaria would be there.
Nine. Wilhelm Tronau performed this task for B. Dienst. A group of female performers of this task were nicknamed Dilly's Girls after the classic scholar and papyrologist Alfred Dilwyn Knox. Performers of this task bestowed the nickname Tony upon the Lorenz SZ-40. Marian Rzewski, a Polish performer of this task...
No. Playing chess.
No. Invented a device called the Bomba. Several people were trained to perform this task on the Ultra designation at Bletchley Park.
Cracking codes.
Yeah.
10
minutes. Your poem, but yeah, your bonus. A poem that begins with the line, "Full many a glorious morning have I seen," claims that these things of the world may sing when the one in heaven saineth. And for each name is identified as thing, which, according to the speaker of another poem by the same author, My Mistress's Eyes, are nothing like. Those poems are 2 of the 154 sonnets by this poet and playwright. The 18th of those sonnets opens, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Shakespeare.
In Shakespeare's sonnet 30, the speaker describes sessions of sweet, silent thought in which he summons up this four-word concept. This phrase was later repurposed by the translator C.K. Scott Monfrey. Yeah.
What's it ours?
Remembrance of things past.
Oh, wow. That's
a good one. Then, oxides of this element are found in great leaving groups like triflates and mesylates. An oxide of this element easily penetrates through nitrile gloves and leaves unsuspecting chemists with a taste of...
Oh, what? Mercury?
No. Taste of garlic. Iodine oxidizes this element from its plus two state and it comes into redox nitration. Beta mercaptoethanol reduces this element unfolding proteins. Purple bacteria oxidize this element, not carbon. Oxidized nitrogen and this element are subscripted with an X. Oxidation of this element crosslinks character fibers. This element's dioxide is oxidized by vanadium into oleum in the contact process. It gets oxidized during vulcanization of rubber for 10 points, named as non-metal in the same family as oxygen, which normally exists as a yellow solid or a smelly gas.
Sulfur?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Different sulfur toxin.
Yeah.
Biochemistry. You get a bonus. Identify the following examples of 20th century classics of information architecture as compiled by Edward Tufte. 10 points each. Tufte loves the typography of a paperback series begun by this publishing company in 1947. This British publishing company, which now uses partly black covers for its classics series, went on trial for putting out an uncensored version of Lady Chatterley.
Yeah.
Tufte admires the coherent overview offered by a map designed by Harry Beck of the underground system of this European capital. 52 civilians on a public transit system were killed by bombs in the 7/7 terrorist attacks in 2005.
London.
Tufte praised the GUI with Louis that Douglas Engelbart developed at this California facility. Now its own namesake company, this site is where Ethernet and laser printers were invented.
Sounds cool.
I was going to say that. So.
The park, Xerox Park, all the way to the center. You get 20.
Cool.
And that's that.
That's the hat, so adding it 240 and 70. Yep. Any subs?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a sub? So out goes Maddie. You want to buzz and say name?
Marcel.
Okay. Ready? Ready to go. Cool. Good luck. That was 11. Two characters reminisce about the 2x4 where they kept house in this musical works Tango Ballad. In another scene, two men who had fought together in India sing about chopping up the native population. Chopping up the native population, eating them raw. A song imagining a black freighter massacring some rude hotel guests is sung at the main character's wedding. Canon Song and Pirate Denny appear in this work along with a murder ballad comparing the protagonist's jackknife to a shark's teeth that was covered by Bobby Darin. Polly Peachum appears in this musical, which is a loose adaptation of an earlier John Gay work narrated by the Beggar. 10 points in this musical, which contains Mac and I, the first collaboration between Kurt Weill and Beggar Rick. That's right. Yeah. Bonus. This author received a Jansenist education during his early years at Port Royal. 10 points each, named this French tragedian who wrote Mithridate and Britannicus. The title character of his play, Phaedra, develops an incestuous passion for her stepson, Theseus. That's not right, stepson Paulus, that's what that should say. Well, Terence Lavere were among the critics who adored this final tragedy by Racine, in which the ball-worshipping biblical title character is executed by the high priest Joad during Joash's rebellion. Yes?
No.
Athalie. In keeping with his classical influences, Racine's only comedy, Les Fadures, was inspired by the comedies of this ancient Greek playwright of the frogs and the clouds. 20 points. That's a 12. In Martin Heidegger's philosophy, this phenomenon is the onmost possibility of Dasein, which can be authentic or inauthentic in being towards this thing. Arthur Schopenhauer claimed that this thing is the true inspiring genius for the muse of philosophy. Xenophippe cries in anticipation of an event of this type in the dialogue of Phaedo. In Michel de Montaigne,
death.
20 points. This artist Simon and Insane Asylum in 1915 was explored in a biopic by French director Bruno Dumont for 10 points each. Identify this French sculptor, who depicted a woman in a long flowing skirt dancing with a nude man in her 1895 sculpture, Waltz.
You say her?
Yeah, I said her.
Oh, okay. What
you got?
Claudel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
An earlier biopic of Claudel made the case that she had to sacrifice her art for her love of this other French sculptor who sculpted the Burghers of Calais in the Age of Bronze.
Yeah, that's
in Claudel's sculpture, the Vaders, three figures stand in the shadow of one of these objects. The 21st of 36 entries in a woodblock series of upioid pictures is titled for a large one of these objects, which dwarfs the mountain in the distant background. Yeah, 20 and 10. 13, this poet wrote that love is a ripe plum growing on a purple tree in his love song for Lucinda. Another of his poems is about a student who admits, I guess you learned from me, although you're older, to a man who commands, let that page come out of you.
Apologies.
20 points.
Yeah, the
buzz. This empire allowed different religious groups to maintain their own semi-autonomous legal courts via its millet system. 10 points each in this empire, which collected a metaphorical blood tax called the Devshirme from families of non-dominant religions. The Tanzimat reformed itself and modernized its long-time ally in France.
Wasn't that the Ottoman as well? Yeah. But, like, they are... Okay, the Ottoman.
Yep. Christian boys taken through Devshirme might join the ranks of these elite troops of the Ottoman Empire. This corps was abolished after the auspicious incident in the 1820s. Another role reserved for non-Turks in the Ottoman Empire was this role, the main steward of the Sultan's harem. From its creation by Murad III in the mid-19th century, it was virtually always held by a slave from Nubia who rose with the ranks.
No idea. I don't care.
What do you got?
This year.
That's Chief Black Eunuch.
Chief. Is that the official position name? Chief Black Eunuch. Sounds a little...
little iffy. Was I believe 20 on bonus?
Yeah.
Cross up 14. These instruments play the first two statements of the opening canon theme in Henrik Gorecki's Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. At the beginning of the third movement of Mahler's first symphony, a muted one of these instruments plays a minor key version of Frère Jacques above the timpani. A C extension is often added to these instruments to extend their range downward. Schubert's Trap Quintet replaces the second violin.
Bass.
Right. That helps.
Bonus.
This hero dies when he's gored by a boar and refuses to drink of healing water three times. And once each named this warrior whose love-inducing mole on his forehead causes Cormac MacAird's daughter Brianne to fall in love with him.
Okay, so we're
diamond.
In
diamond.
What?
Like diamond?
Nice.
Good. Diamond's affair with Brianne earns him the ire of this leader of the Fianna, whose adventures are recorded by his son Oisin in the Finian cycle of Irish mythology. This hero obtains wisdom from the salmon of Nelson.
Yeah, yeah, Finn.
Right. The day of his fatal boar hunt, Diarmid opts to take with him a yellow variety of this object instead of the larger red one. The Diabolg is a poisonous variety of this weapon.
Yes,
hmm?
Yeah, spear.
Yeah.
Can we distort him?
We can distort him today.
Is that for 15?
Or is that for 14?
I'm having 190, 270.
Okay.
15, this man's smoldering corpse gives off a noxious odor as the Argonauts sail up the river in which he landed. This man is a friend of King of... a friend of a king of Liguria named Sickness, who turns into a swan after this man's death. After his death, this man's body falls into the Eridanus River, next to which his two grieving sisters turn into... 20 points.
Jackson.
20 again. This subsection of the Williston Basin consists of upper and lower sections made of shale, sandwiching a middle section made of dolomite. 10 points each, named this oil-producing geological formation in North America, where the partial Mondak and Elm Coulee oil wells led to a massive economic boom in the early 2010s.
Oil sands?
No.
Magellan Shale.
The back information, the back in shale. Much of the back information underlies the west of this U.S. state, which hit an unemployment rate of 2.9% this year, in part due to the boom. Its city of Fargo lies in the river for the north, which is its border with Minnesota. The six areas of this type in North Dakota include Standing Rock and an area named for Fort Berthold, the latter of which is experiencing ecological damage due to the oil boom. The 121 of these in California, the most of these in any, the most of any state, include one which is named for its Yurok inhabitants.
Parks.
You get it.
Reservations.
That's right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
10 apiece. 16. This country was depicted in one American political cartoon as a five-headed man pointing a dagger towards the ground and a group of Americans. A force of sailors referred to as the sitting president's jackasses prepared for a war with this country. The USS Constellation captured this nation as the insurgent. A boat originally called the Little Sarah was renamed by an out-of-control diplomat from this country.
France.
20. Bonus. Lungfishes, amphibians, and reptiles have hearts that pump this substance, which in the human body is squeezed out of the popliteal fossa during walking. 10 points each, name this liquid composed of a mixture of plasma and interstitial cells, which passes through namesake nodes before mixing with blood.
Lymph. Good.
The lymph that forms the digestive system is rich in these lipid esters, which are derived from glycerol and a certain number of free fatty acids. Elevated levels of these compounds raise the risk of cardiovascular disease, even in the absence of high cholesterol.
Yeah, like triglycerides.
That's right. These regions of lymphoid tissue in the back of the throat can obstruct the airways if they become inflamed, so they are often surgically removed.
Or
tonsils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
17. The Doppler shift is used to detangle spectral lines for the spectroscopic variety of these systems. The first indirect evidence of gravity waves came from observations of this type of system. That example of this type of system was the first discovered to contain a pulsar and was discovered by Hulse.
A pioneer?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Roman's Columbia philosopher Arthur Danto outlined a philosophy of this sort in his book, The Transfiguration of the Commonplace. For example, Nietzsche named this type of philosophy, which is assessed in the first and largest part of Immanuel Kant's Critique of Judgment.
What,
this
type of philosophy? Aesthetic?
That's right. This 19th century American liberal looked at the effects of art on the person as a live animal, in art as experience. He argued that children in school should be treated with respect as future civic participants in democracy and education. Dewey's thesis that art's value is in experiencing it, mirror that of this man's essay, What is Art? This thinker advocated nonviolent resistance in his book, The Kingdom of God is Within You. What you got?
Thoreau.
Tolstoy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. 20 and 10. You're right. A character in this novel uses a golden chain given to her by one man to wear the amber cross given to her by another.
That's
a good buzz.
Good buzz.
20 points. An exile from the literary elite of this country, René de Pestre, later helped Luis Pales Matos by providing critical acclaim for Negroid poetry, even though Pales Matos was white. Some points each name this country the setting of the kingdom of this world. Massacres of people along its border were fictionalized in the novel The Farming of Bones by Edmond Champagne.
Senegal.
Haiti.
That's right. Oh. De Pestre went into exile in this Latin American country where Alejo Carpentier's novel The Kingdom of This World was written. A poet who fought in the wars for its independence, Jose Marti, composed several versos sencillos. Right? Okay. In 1945, Andre Breton came to Haiti to deliver a high-profile lecture on this literary movement to which Breton belonged. As in the visual arts, this literary movement sought to depict the very logical world of dreams and the unconscious.
Surrealism?
20 and 10.
Two more.
19. Davidoff splitting is caused by excitations of these systems within individual unit cells. The energy of two of these systems is proportional to 1 minus 3 times cosine squared of the angle between them, giving a critical value of 54.74 degrees. In linear optics, one of these things is created by an external field with a magnitude proportional to the polarizability. The potential from this arrangement drops off with the third power of distance. The potential energy of these objects is given by the dot product of the external electric field with their namesake moment.
Dipoles, yeah. The whole thing was fantastic.
Ronus in this work, probably painted in the artist's last year of life, is the subject of a 150-page meditation by the critic Henri Nguyen. 10 points each. Identify this circa 1669 painting, where the title figure, who is missing a shoe and wearing ragged clothing, is embraced by his bearded father. The title figure's brother clasps his hands together and looks down at the scene from the right of this painting.
Yeah, but
The Return of the Prodigal Son was painted by this Dutch master, who also painted the Nightwatch. This Rembrandt painting acquired its common title in the 19th century when it was believed to depict a father giving a necklace to his daughter, although scholars now believe it actually shows two lovers.
Given its type. What?
What do you got?
I have no idea. Jewish bride.
Okay.
That's what this
is. 20 and 10.
Okay, still adding. I've got 330 here. With your 10 on this field, I have 350.
Okay.
So 330 is what I have.
One to go.
Beautiful. All right, toss up the last. The Swiss-Italian architect Pietro Antonio Solari built several fortified towers in this city, which often vied for power with its northern rival Tver. A ruler of this city prevailed in the great stand on the Uber River. A prince from the city was nicknamed for winning a battle on the Don River. Partly because a ruler of the city married Sophia Paleologina, the niece of the last Byzantine emperor, the city styled itself the Quirigorum after the fall of Constantinople. Another prince of the city stopped paying tribute to the Mongols in 1476, ending the Tatar yoke. The Grand Duchy headquartered in the city came to an end in 1547 with the accession of Ivan IV, who made it his capital. For 10 points, named the city where Ivan III renovated the Kremlin. That's right, dude.
Okay.
Get a bonus. Sewell writes, F statistics were originally devised as a way to quantify this phenomenon in a cattle population. For 10 points each, name this phenomenon in which organisms that are genetically closely related produce offspring. It reduces fitness by making homozygous recessive traits more likely in offspring.
Yeah.
Inbreeding.
Right. The likelihood of inbreeding dramatically increases after one of these events in which the size of the population sharply falls due to an environmental catastrophe like a fire or an earthquake. The founder effect is sometimes considered a special case of this phenomenon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all of that.
Right. In angiosperms, pollen germination, pollen tube growth, ovule fertilization, or embryo development are halted if a pollen grain produced by a plant attaches to the stigma of a genetically similar plant, preventing inbreeding via a mechanism described by this term.
What?
There's no way
it's
not.
No.
This is self-incompatibility. That's the game.
You got in with 350, and pull it out.
We juggle out 360, Western Albemarle 350.
Okay, now we can look at the Fermi Dirac statistic.
Wait a minute.